Radio.com.
Welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. Don't forget, coming up at 5:55, pregame coverage. First pitch at 6:10, Braves taking on the Toronto Blue Jays. First of three games, Max Fried on the mound for the Braves, the left-hander. Right now, going back to the hotline, 35 years with the Tennessee. And Mike Oregon, good friend, outstanding work, sports columnist, sports reporter with the Tennessean. Mike, thank you for taking time out, and congratulations.
Thanks, Johnny. I appreciate that. It's hard to believe it's been 35 years, but when you start something when you're only 4 years old, you can put a lot of years in. So, 35 and I'm 39. There you go.
Well, the interesting part about that, I got to meet you between years one and two, and we've been friends ever since. I'm sure you heard from your good buddy Joe Dubin, who's president of your fan club.
Yes, he's having a big party tonight for me. He's providing entertainment, so it should be a big shindig.
You know, obviously, when you've done something for that long, there's been numerous, teams, numerous stories, and you've had the opportunity to cover, because of the rotation, what they usually have done over the years with the Tennessean, so everything from Vanderbilt to Tennessee State and everything in between.
Yeah, that's what has, I still enjoy what I do, probably enjoy more today than I ever have, and never have not enjoyed it. And I think it's the newness that has helped me. I've seen guys that have stayed on beats, like a major, you were talking about the Braves coming up here in a little bit. I've seen guys that have stayed on major league beats and they get burned out. I've seen guys get burned out on college beats. Doing too much of the same thing for too long will do that. But the longest I've done anything, I was on the Vanderbilt beat for 10 years. And that's, just quite frankly, that's tough because Vanderbilt struggles so consistently. So that was good to change from that. And just to be able to change every 3 or 4 or 5 years, I think, has helped me sustain. I've covered the SEC. I've been the SEC beat writer. I've covered small colleges. I've covered the state's colleges. Done just a little bit of everything. Never been the Titans beat writer or the Predators beat writer, but I've both backed up on both beats and never had any desire to cover either team as a beat. Just don't know why. I just never have. But I think the variety has helped me hang in there as long as I have.
The late John Bibb, Jimmy Davey, I'm sure, as well. With regards to that philosophy, I mean, I know they were big into that. I mean, is that where you learned it from?
Yeah, I think so. Jimmy did a lot of different things. John, went straight from high school to Vanderbilt to becoming a columnist. I think if you become a columnist, it's a little different because when you're a columnist, you do kind of what I do. You touch on everything. So I think that other than becoming, what I've done has kind of been the same thing as a full-time columnist, but I've just not been a columnist. I've just covered all those different beats. And, I think I followed in the footsteps of those two guys. I know I did, and Jimmy was truly my mentor. But all those guys taught me the ropes, Jimmy and John both, and then David Clymer, who unfortunately passed away in January. Jimmy just recently passed away also. But then Larry Woody, who I still see at least a couple of times a month. Larry Taft, who I see as often as possible. Mike Morrow, Tom Wood, Nick Sullivan, all those guys still stay in touch with, and those they truly taught me the ropes and how things require to be done. And even though it was a different era and a lot of things have changed a lot, the philosophies that they had are still in place, and the work ethic, more importantly, is what I learned from all those guys.
The best part about doing something as long as we both have is the fact that you have a contact list that is very long, and as long as you treat people right, that list will always be long for individuals that you can reach out to you. And, at what point did somebody, talk to you about that, about making sure you treat everybody the same, also being respectful? They don't have to necessarily agree with you and vice versa, but at the same time, you can't lose the respect either on either side of that ledger.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I guess the two guys that really helped me more with that than anybody would have been Jimmy Davey and Larry Woody. And I'll tell you why, because they both preceded me in covering Vanderbilt, and it is a difficult beat, and you can make enemies real fast doing that. Larry Taft also to some degree, because Larry Taft spent so many years covering high schools, and you can – rub feathers the wrong way covering high schools in a hurry, because you're dealing with kids, and you have to be careful in that respect. So I learned how to deal with people, I think, from those three guys because of the nature of those two beats, Vanderbilt and high schools. When things are going well, you're covering a beat where they win. You know, if you cover Tennessee through the 90s, you know, it's an easy job, just to be honest with you. But when you're covering beats where they struggle, where feelings get hurt, where people lose jobs, and you're the one having to relay that and tell that story, it's a delicate balance. And I was lucky to have guys that knew how to do that ahead of me.
One or two sports moments for you that you had a chance to cover, is there one or two that really stands out to you? That, you know, when you're 70 and 80 and you look back and boy, and you go, you know, it's great that I had a chance to be in that moment. Is there one or two that stand out for you?
Well, I guess, you know, obviously getting to cover a Super Bowl was big, and covering the Titans Super Bowl was big. It was just so chaotic and so monstrous, and the way I covered it was just made it even more chaotic, because at the time I was covering Vanderbilt, and I was at a Vanderbilt Florida game in Gainesville on the Saturday night before, and a snowstorm had just hit Atlanta, and I'm in Gainesville, and I call up to Atlanta and ask my sports editor, can he do without me so I can just fly on home instead of renting a car and driving to Gainesville, because the flights had all been canceled. And he said, no, I need you. So I rented a car one way, drove through the snowstorm, which had left Atlanta and was headed my way. Obviously, it turned into rain as it got into Florida, but still, it rained the whole way. And I pulled into Atlanta about 45 minutes before kickoff, and was able to talk one of my coworkers, Larry Woody, who I've already mentioned, into hanging around the hotel and waiting for me so he could at least show me how to get over, how to catch the tram over and to the game. And so he waited for me, and I walked in, and about, I don't know, I think the national anthem was being sung when I walked in, and sat down, covered the game, then got in the car and drove on home to Nashville by about 5 a.m. that morning. So it was just a whirlwind from covering a college basketball game on Saturday night and then getting home Monday at 5 a.m. and covered a Super Bowl in between. But other things than that, you know, getting to cover the Cup, the NHL series with the Predators was fun, because we did so many different things with that. And I got to be a part of about four or five of the different elements that we were involved in with all the different social media. And then just, you know, get to cover all those SEC championship games all those years and SEC tournaments year after year, and then following whichever team you're covering into the NCAA tournament was always fun too. So it's hard to pinpoint. But getting to do all of those things together collectively was really big. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention getting to cover the Masters in 2002, which I did. And that was so much fun, covering it with Joe Biddle and Chris Dortch and a bunch of guys that had covered it for many years, and going down there and learning how to do that, and watching Tiger win when they had Tiger-proofed the course to try to keep him from winning, and he still won. He was at the top of his game, so that was a treat to get to see that.
Well, Mike, I saw where you were celebrating the 35 years. I wanted to have you on, and once again, I value our friendship. I have a lot of respect for your abilities over the decades, and I wish you many, 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 many more years ahead with the Tennessean. But congratulations, stay safe, and thank you again for taking time out with us.
Well, I do for you the same thing, Johnny. You've done you've been in the same business for a long time. It's not easy to do that, and I respect you for hanging in there and doing the same thing. So appreciate you having me on today, buddy.
You're very kind. Appreciate that, Mike. Mike Organ, once again, sports columnist, reporter with the Tennessean.